This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Institute for Supply Management was out with its monthly update on the health of American manufacturing earlier this week. Generally doing all right, but supply chains and logistics are challenging. Not breaking news exactly, but it did remind us that we've been meaning to get Sam Desai back on the phone. He is the vice president at RM Metals in South Plainfield, New Jersey. They make parts for cars and for small appliances as well. First couple of times we had Sam on, it was about the Trump administration's steel and aluminum tariffs and how he was dealing with them. So with those tariffs still happening, it's important to point out, and with the pandemic waning, I asked him how business is going.
Business has picked up significantly. At this point last year, we had almost 50-60% reduction in sales. Today, we're up more than 120% increase since that time. So it's significantly a lot better today than it was last year.
You are, though, just to get tariffs and trade out of the way here, you are still dealing with steel tariffs, right?
I am dealing with steel tariffs on a daily basis, and that Section 232 is on my mind on a daily, maybe many times a day. We just discuss it and figure out what's going on.
Is it costing you money?
It's costing a lot of money, we are paid probably a lot of money over the last couple of years.
So let's talk for a second about where we go from here, right? About pent-up demand, about your customers and what they want out of you. We've been through, as you just said, a tough year and a half. What do you anticipate the next, 6 to 8 months is like for you?
Well, the country opening up, it has really pumped up the demand. And I think we're not there yet. I think the market's going to open up more. And then maybe level off in Q1 of next year.
Of next year, wow.
Yeah, we're very optimistic for the rest of the year at this point, and so are many of the industries we deal in.
All right, so let's roll all this into a couple of quick questions here on the way out. First of all, you're dealing with tariffs. You're dealing with supply chain issues. You've got a lot of demand coming. Do you have pricing power now if you needed to raise prices, if you wanted to raise prices? Could you do that?
Yes, I believe that people are starting to accept the higher prices because of the pent-up demand and supply is a little bit short. But it's very tough to get people to accept it because, they have to forward on to someone else in the future.
Right. Do you ever back down if a customer objects too much?
We try to negotiate and work out the customer because they've been there for us. So
yeah. Fair enough. Okay, so the follow-on question to prices is, how worried are you about once sort of we get through the summer and the pent-up demand, do you expect inflation to be a factor in this economy, or are you not so much worried about that? Put on your Jay Powell hat for me here for a minute.
Oh, man, I believe that there will be some kind of inflation. If you look around, lumber costs has gone up, metals have gone up in price. Yeah, we do expect a little bit of inflation to kick in.
Do you expect it to last, though? I mean, like 6 months from now, are we still having the inflation conversation?
I think in 6 months from now, things will kind of flatten out.
Yeah.
But the price increases that have gone through have been the last 6 months, and I don't think that hit the consumer fully yet.
Last thing, and then I'll honestly get out of your hair. How long do you figure it's going to be, Mr. Desai, until things are some version of normal for you?
Well, hopefully, if the pandemic clears up, then I think the country will be back to normal by mid-next year.
Here's hoping. Sam Desai, he's vice president at RM Metals. We got him in South Plainfield, New Jersey. Mr. Desai, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.